With the environment in focus, I'm Tom Pelton.
The clerk will call the roll.
Ms. Speaker.
The Maryland General Assembly ended its annual session at midnight on Monday with both good and bad news on environmental issues. On the negative side, stormwater pollution control fees, required by a 2012 state law to help clean up the Chesapeake Bay, were attacked as an unfair rain tax.
This rainwater tax is stopping businesses from coming to Baltimore County. It's stopping from putting people back to work in blue-collar neighborhoods.
The fees, about $40 per year for single-family homes in some areas, are on blacktop and parking lots that contribute toxic runoff pollution to streams.
The issue was and remains that each of the counties has a responsibility to take care of the pollutants and to remediate the pollutants that are caused by stormwater.
In the end, lawmakers voted 47-0 in the Senate and 138-1 in the House to approve a bill by Senate President Mike Miller that will eliminate the requirement that the state's largest cities and counties impose stormwater pollution control fees. Killing the so-called rain tax mandate was a victory for anti-tax advocates and Republicans, and it could have been a major blow to Chesapeake Bay restoration efforts. But Democrats and environmentalists took the lemon and made lemonade. Advocates convinced the Senate President and House Speaker to modify the bill so that it requires cities and suburban counties to come up with alternative funding mechanisms to pay for stormwater control projects. The local governments must report annually on their progress to the Maryland Department of the Environment, and the agency can now fine local governments $10,000 per day if they don't meet EPA requirements for reducing stormwater pollution to the bay. Jen Brock Cancellari, deputy director of the Maryland League of Conservation Voters, said that in the end, the modified bill will actually improve efforts to reduce pollution by increasing accountability and oversight of local governments.
Despite a new administration and over 60 new legislators, the 2015 Maryland General Assembly heard the tens of thousands of conservation-minded voters that contacted them this session and ensured Maryland is healthier and a more prosperous place for our families and communities. They protected the Chesapeake Bay and our local waters, and they chose to promote clean energy.
On the clean energy front, lawmakers approved a bill that will allow a company that builds electric cars, Tesla, to sell zero-emission vehicles at four new dealerships in the state. The General Assembly also approved a two-year moratorium on hydraulic fracturing. In other areas, legislators approved a law that will require boaters to wash their vessels to prevent spread of invasive species into Maryland's lakes and rivers. Among all the issues, however, the rain tax was the most politically charged. Harford County Executive Barry Glassman said both he and Governor Hogan were elected in November in part because they campaigned for repeal of the unpopular tax.
Harford County is fairly rural, conservative county, so the rain tax mandate was never popular.
Harford County in January voted to eliminate its annual $12 fees for homeowners. But in this year's budget, the county will spend $6 million for stormwater pollution control projects, the most the county has invested in years. That sounds great, but where is the county getting the money? From its sewer and water maintenance fund, which may not be good for the water in the end. With the environment in focus, I'm Tom Pelton.